This episode is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Enjoy the show.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Haima Black, on the last day of South by Southwest Music, my last interview of 2016 at the festival, man. And there's no one better that it could be with than Alex Fruchter, South by Southwest veteran, educator from Chicago, record label mogul, like all these things and more, man. How are you doing?
Great, man. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. Like anyone who's listened to this podcast for any amount of time knows who you are. Anyone in Chicago knows who you are. Like, but we've had you on the podcast a number of times for panels, for all sorts of stuff, man. But it's great to catch up with you always on and off the mic. This is your ninth South by Southwest?
Yeah, it's my ninth South by Southwest Music Fest in a row.
In a row. So next year's the anniversary. We're going to have to, like, have a big party in your honor, like, rent out, like, a suite at the Driscoll, do the whole thing.
Definitely, man. Maybe make some T-shirts. Mm-hmm. I haven't really started planning yet. Preliminary plans, but nothing crazy.
Right.
You know, Young Thug took my idea. I was going to have a casket roll through 6th with my face on it of like 10 years in the bag, right, or something like that. But, you know, I saw Young Thug work it out and seeing it in person, it's not really the direction I'm going for. So I'm glad he kind of like did that without even me talking to him, you know.
Yeah, that's nice. So you're down here like doing a number of things, but one of the things you're doing that's really cool is you are involved with, of course, the department that we both teach in at Columbia College. Yeah. And this is one of the things I think is very cool about both Columbia and our department, which is the Business and Entrepreneurship Department. They put together, and I'll let you speak more to this, but they put together this showcase, or rather they let the students put together a showcase through the department's record label. And you were one of the people who was kind of over here, I guess, like, not overseeing or facilitating because the students are doing it, but you're kind of on hand. Like, talk about that because I think that's so cool.
Yeah, so... No, it's really dope. I teach at Columbia College, and one of the things I think Columbia excels at is putting industry professionals in the classroom and then letting the industry professionals pass their experience on to the students and letting the students run with it.
Yeah, and just kind of stepping out of the way.
Yeah, stepping out of the way. So I teach a practicum course called AMP Hip Hop, and it is the hip hop division of the student run record label AMP Records. And every year, as part of their grade, they have to organize a showcase at South by Southwest. They've done it, I think, this is the fifth annual showcase. Every year, they send more and more students. All of AMP came is like 85 kids. But the rock and hip-hop are charged with programming that, getting the venue, finding any kind of sponsorship, convincing artists to perform, running the whole show, and I step out of the way. This is also the first year... I actually DJ'd the show for one of the artists they booked, Kip Stone, who we signed back in November or something. But yeah, it's great. This was also the smoothest showcase that we've had. Some have been kind of messy, but the kids have really, like, they buy into the whole process. It's been dope.
Well, it's incredible. Like, it's not every college, in fact, I don't know any other college that gets, you know, that brings a mass of students to South by Southwest and then, like, facilitates them putting together their own showcase. Like, that's staggering. That's not, like, a school talent show. Like, this is, the big time. And for anybody who's like, okay, well, maybe it's, like, a school thing off campus, like, this is on 6th Street at Bat Bar, like, right in the midst of everything. So it's a real deal.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you put you made a list of Chicago hip-hop artists that performed at the AMP South by Southwest show and did, like, one column who they are and, like, where are they now, I mean, you would find a very, very, very impressive list of names. Some of those made their Austin debut on that same stage. It's on 6th. You're talking about Bat Bar every year. And it's awesome to see. This year we had some really great emerging talent. Joey Perp headlined. Mm-hmm. And, you know, last year... Tokyo was one of the headliners, and look at what he's done. But the year before that, Mick Jenkins was one of the headliners. We've had Saba perform. Those are just the last few. Thelonious Martin. So if you like looked at where they go after finding AMP, the label itself is like a breeding ground for local talent. That's what AMP Records is about. And also, they're not just here to do the showcase. they have to do panels. I gave them a point system of like a photo with a Chicago artist is this, a photo with a national artist is this, a business card from an industry professional is this amount of points. So they're in competition, and one of them is going to win a prize for their South by Southwest experience.
So here's the thing, man. I teach alongside you at the college, not in the same room, but like we're in the same department. Like, I'm jealous. Like, I'm like, I wish I had that experience. Like, I don't think you had that in college. I don't think a lot of colleges get to do something like this. What helps, I guess, kind of inspire you to create this experience for students that almost no one else has?
Well, I mean, you know, I think I definitely did not have this experience in school in the traditional sense. I went to Indiana University, which I loved, but it didn't have this kind of program, and we're not in like a hip-hop playground like that. So I had to create that myself at IU, and I did that, and I really used my own experience of like hustling for everything that I've done, and like my reputation is everything, and I pass it on to the kids, and I'm very blunt and real with them, and especially in this course, it's just like you have to want to do it. Music industry is not a place where you're really going to succeed in waiting for things to come.
Yeah.
But you also can't go nuts and kind of be fraudulent. So I teach them to have a controlled rage, which is something like one of my high school basketball coach taught to us, of like approach what you want with this controlled passion. And that's what drives it. And just like I also see, you know, the kids that are in my class are going to be next in line, at least in the Chicago scene. They're going to be, I'm not the 25-year-old I was when I started this, and I'm not the 18-year-old I was when I started, like, even just the earliest things. These are those kids now. Someone has to teach them the real ropes, the real, like, the culture of the music scene here.
Just how it works.
So it's in good, yeah, so it's in good hands, so it doesn't, like, I really want this thing to survive for a long time, well beyond when I'm gone. And you have to teach the new generations, and that's where a lot of that comes from for me and my experiences with the older generation, some that slammed every door they could in my face, and then a few that creaked open the doors. I made a decision. I want to be someone opening the doors.
Yeah, but I mean, that's so, so insanely important, because you're absolutely right. That was something I was thinking while you were talking about this. Like, there are so many maybe more established professionals who have been in the game for a set amount of years. I'm not even saying older, just they've been in it longer, and they're scared of new technology, they're scared of new artists, they don't understand it, they don't want new talent coming in, and it's so, I think, like, just crucial to not be that guy, you know?
No, you definitely not, you know? You're gonna stay relevant based on the younger kids.
Your legacy.
Giving you that relevancy, so I want, like, when people come to me to ask questions or ask for help, as much as I possibly can, I want to give them, like, some jewels. So they, it's in good hands, and, like, these are kids that need just, like, a push in the right direction. And those are people, like, these kids in Columbia are going to be my peers one day in the business. When I'm, like, 45 and still trying to do something, I'm going to need to call on these dudes, because they're going to be the ones, like, running the venue, booking shows for real.
And not everybody thinks about that. And it's like, and I know that with Closed Sessions as well, which, of course, is your record label based out of Chicago. It's a hip-hop label. Great history. We've talked about it a bunch on the podcast. You have a number of Columbia interns, past and present, involved in that as well. So you're really, like, you're not just talking the talk. You're putting this into action in a kind of all facets of your professional life, right?
Yeah, definitely. I try to. I mean, from the music, the artists we work with, to the students, and then, you know, and yeah, it all works in the same way. And that's not, you know, I don't want to make it seem like I woke up like this is like a God-given thing to me. It took me a while to realize that. It wasn't like overnight. I just was like, hey, everyone, let me help you as much as I can. It's a learning process, I think, as you get older, and also understand a bit more. So it's been one of the biggest learning lessons for me, of adopting this attitude, you know, over the last few years.
So,
and, you know, realizing when you get to that point that you need to start doing that, you know.
Yeah, you turn around and think, okay, I've gotten to this point where, like, I'm fortunate to be here, and it's still through hard work, but you're still fortunate. How do I bring that to other people? Absolutely, man. So you've been attending South By for 9 years now. What's the thing that keeps you coming back? I know, like, in part you're here with the college, like, presenting this, but I know that even if you weren't here with Columbia, you would be here. So what is it about this experience that keeps you coming back when so many people every year think, oh, South by's over, it's too big, or it's too this?
Well, a big part of it is Columbia, and I think I'm very fortunate where I don't even have to think about if I'm going to come or not because of this situation. But at the end of the day, for me as someone with an indie label that is very reliant on other people living across the country that I only talk to in email, having a chance to just see them in person and solidify those relationships, or a lot of this has been me thanking people face to face for the first time. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for that blog post you might have thought made no difference, but actually got Kwaku Collins like this, this, and this. And that's really what it's about to me. Seeing people that I've worked with for a long time and never really met. Running into artists that we've booked, like Alan Kingdom is a good example. Running into him yesterday and being like, we booked his first Chicago show 2 years ago. And just running in and like being able to say like, man, it's so great to see you succeeding. And it's also like good for my soul, I think. Seeing these artists and receiving that much, receiving love back is a refreshing thing, you know?
So, on the subject of giving back, like, if somebody is a student at Columbia and they're hearing this, if somebody's not a student at Columbia and they're an artist, they want to get involved with closed sessions, either from the artist roster side or as an intern or contributor, like, how can people connect to what you're doing and get involved with, the spirit of you really being so, so gracious with, like, connecting with other, with younger, newer talent?
Definitely. Well, if you go to Columbia, you can sign up and take one of my classes. That's that. If you don't go to Columbia, that's totally cool as well. But I would say for anything, that's what I tell people first, like, you should be following us on social media. You should know the artists that we have. You should be looking at what kind of events we do. Don't just blindly reach out and apply to something in any, whether you want to be in music or TV or a plumber. Like, you should learn what it is you're actually going to be doing. But hit me up, alex@closedsessions.com is really the best way. If you're at Columbia, I meet with a lot of kids just in my office hours, like, whatever. I'm around,
Dude, you are around. Like, you're out at the shows, you're out at the college, you're out at South By. Like, you're out here. And, you are, man. And you've been doing this a long time. And I think it really is so important that you are giving back like this, man. I just keep coming back to that, and I think that's the best part of this. So,
thanks, man. You as well.
Doing what I can, man. This is a great way to close out South By Southwest 2016. Next year is the 10-year anniversary for Alex Fruchter here. I can't wait to see what... I know they're going to, like, shut down not just 6th, but 5th and 4th and 7th. Like, I think the mayor's talking about doing something. It's going to be a big deal, man.
It may be. Yeah, I don't want to reveal too much right now, but...
I'm hearing Barack might come back.
Barack might, He's from Hyde Park, so...
Right.
We're gonna grab some food at Medici and discuss it. Oh shit!
Yeah, there you go, man. That's the place to do it. Alex, man, it's always great to catch up with you, man. In and out of the college and everywhere else, man. And I have to say, like, before I knew you, before we were friends and colleagues, like back in 2010, we did our first interview down here for Ruby Hornet. It was you and Virgil Solis, man. And I didn't know you. You know what I mean? But like, I was really inspired and intrigued by what Ruby Hornet was doing at that time, and you were just as gracious then as you are now, man. So thank you for always taking the time for the podcast, man.
That's what's up. Thank you for continuing to have me on. That's awesome. Thanks, man.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.